the student who became the teacher. Our next guest was a student in the UK, but then decided to move out into Thailand, where he started up multiple businesses, including an online business. So let's see how he actually did it. Melvin, welcome to Break Your Chain from United 5.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Not a problem. And how's it going?
So far, so good. I'm out here right next door to Thailand, somewhere warm in Asia. It's about, no lie, 20 odd degrees. Yeah, 33 degrees. Look at that.
So 33 degrees. Nice weather over there at the minute, isn't it?
33
degrees. Yeah. Yeah, so, nice and warm. Completely different from over here in the UK.
Yeah, absolutely. It's half the reason why I came here.
Yeah, Rob. And how long have you been there now, you say?
I've been here since 2006, so the middle of 2006.
Right.
I came over here. I left the bank because it was a January, New Year's Day or 2nd January. I was going back to work. I used to work for the bank, right?
Yeah.
And my face was frozen going through the park. Like, I could walk to work.
Was the main reason you left the UK then? Yeah, because of the cold?
Yeah. It was just cold. I thought I'd had enough. I've been here too long. I'm working my butt off. And also, you know, UK is very expensive. You can imagine trying to buy a house this day and age. It's ridiculous, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Even me, myself, working as a banker, doing my 9 to 5 or 9 to 6, whatever it was.
Yeah, and then, more you know, so getting sometimes.
And the banks are like giving you favors, giving you the best rate mortgages and loans, whatever. I thought, well, hold on a minute. I need to spend the next 25 years paying off a mortgage where I'm going to be left with like 11% of my income a month.
Yeah.
I did the maths and I thought, that's not enough. And I thought, let me try it out. So I did it for a year and I thought, I'm going Audi. I can only afford a secondhand car. Mm-hmm. Christmas, I've got to put it on credit card. I thought, this is crazy. I'm going to be in debt again. Because I was a student, I've, you know, been in debt. So I just thought, I'm working my butt off. I've got a very good career in banking, but I thought, it's still going to living expenses. So I thought, I've had enough. It's too cold, too expensive. I told my wife, she's from here originally, so she mm-hmm. was right, let's go abroad. So here that's I am. I always say to people, I'm somewhere warm in Asia, right next door to Thailand. That's my location.
Thailand sort of gets the attention, doesn't it? I've never been to Thailand. That's one place. I've been to Singapore, but I've never been to Thailand.
Yeah.
And that's one place you don't want to go to Bangkok. Basically because of that film Hangover. I want to party. It would be. So how long have you been building the business online?
Okay, online. Well, I have been dabbling since 2007. Yeah, right. Because I first got involved with network marketing in 2006 because I graduated in 2005. Mm-hmm. I remember getting
What was your qualification in?
I did business studies at university.
So obviously that helped him build
a business. Naturally, I wanted to be a manager or a managing director. That was my goal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, slight lag there. Hello.
Yeah, no, it's all right. I got you.
So, okay. So, I first dabbled online in 2007 because I did a bit of network marketing, had some success. And then in 2007, I started, you know, doing catalogs. You know, the Clean Easy catalog? All right. And the shy me back then, quite introvert me was like, oh, just easy. It was an easy sell because I'm doing 200 like on the weekend. Like, oh, this is quite easy. Yeah. Like on average, you get like a pound per book you put out. So if I put 200 catalogs out, you get about £200 of sales. So I made a bit of money. I thought this is quite easy. But when it comes to recruitment, I had to learn how to sell. I had to learn how to talk to people. I had to learn the skills. So that's when I went online and started doing my first kind of ads in these forums. So my whole journey started there, doing lead generation on student websites, university websites, and job forums. So that's when I started. I think there's a website called gofish.com or something. And Craigslist, obviously. So I started getting leads that way. And I started learning how to close on the phone, started getting awards for being the top recruiter. So that's when my whole network marketing online journey began. But then I then landed a job as a finance manager, so I didn't need the income anymore.
Right, did you move out there to be five to sort of Thailand area where you were going to work in finance?
Yeah, because I was in Oxford. I didn't go to the Oxford University. I went to Oxford Brookes University.
Right.
Okay. So, When I was a student, I was doing catalogs because, you know, I was between jobs, and I thought, I'm always getting temporary jobs. I thought, oh, I'm doing 9 to 5, extra income, I need it. When I was between jobs, I just do more catalogs. It was just a nice little income.
Yeah.
But then when I got a job in London, I had a breakup with my girlfriend at the time, went back to London, lived with my parents, and landed a top job in London as a finance manager. I actually used my degree, and then I was like 32 grand a year. I was like, I don't need an extra income. I kind of turned away. I thought, oh, I'm a finance manager now. But then guess what happened in 2008, 2009? The credit crunch. That's when I started dabbling again on
I started in 2007. Solution.
Yeah, so I was back online. So I've joined so many, you know, high yield income programs. I had a membership site that I wanted to. So I was crap online in 2007.
we've got stuff somewhere.
I was really bad. Yeah, I bought my first solo ads. Wasted money on solo ads. Thought not doing that.
Yeah, when you first start out, all these shiny objects, sort of things like ads, and they make it sound easy.
Yeah,
solo ads.
Yeah, they make
put
it
an offer out, and everyone will buy it. Not necessarily. Yeah. You've got to target that offer in a way. It's there's a lot more detail to it.
Yeah.
So you've been dabbling in online marketing for a little while, sort of then before, well, basically straight out of university in a way, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Dabbling between jobs. And then I got a job, I thought I was okay, then I lost the job. So, and then, so here's what happened. So after the credit crunch, the only job I could get was sales jobs, door-to-door, commission only.
Right.
And that was hardcore, like knocking on doors, getting gas, trying to change
proper
gas.
Proper salesman, yeah. Meeting.
So I did that for 9 months, commission only, survived it. And I thought, you know what? I'm gonna change my career. I'm gonna go into sales. So I started getting sales with a basic salary and commission I started doing laptops and computers. So I worked for a company in Essex on the sales and marketing. And I just started going back into sales and retail. I started doing, you know, like retail for me was what I did years ago before university. Like I used to work at Harrods, as you mentioned on my profile.
Yeah.
So I'm quite comfortable talking to customers. But it's face-to-face. But it's when it's online, I thought, you know, doing emails and all that technical stuff, you know. Another thing is I didn't like ICT back at school. I actually failed it. Like I put a computer in front of me, I could only use it to do Facebook and do emails, right? But to do funnels and to do a web page for, you know, nor did I have the budget, nor do
out of the comfort zone in a way.
Yeah, so yeah, really. So yeah, I've been dabbling since I would say 2006, 2007, dabbling on and off. And so my real breakthrough, if you want to know, it came because by now I became a qualified teacher. I left the bank in 2016, got here, and then I changed my career again, became a teacher. I thought, I want to go teach abroad, teach English. So I've been teaching English.
English literature or the English language?
The English language, yeah, right. English. So I teach locals how to improve their English. And by end of 2017, I landed a job. No, sorry, 2000, yeah. In 2016, I landed within 2 months. I landed a job as a teaching assistant. By the end of that year, in 2016, I became more like the manager, because I was the only male and I was progressing pretty quick. Mm-hmm. And so I went from teaching assistant to classroom assistant to now head of English, now the manager of the preschool. I then had the balls to now say, right, I'm going to hire my wife to. Being a manager, I'll go back to teaching the classroom. And then there was a dispute about salary negotiations. So in the end, I got headhunted by another international school because one of our staff left, went to them, and then she recruited me into the big international school. And they were offering like more money. So I thought it was a no-brainer. I'm going to work.
Definitely. That's why we
work. I work for peanuts. So, and so by 2017, I was now working for an international school full-time, working for a language school part-time. So I was working 7 days a week. So doing like your 8 to 4 in the week, Monday to Friday, preschool. I was teaching private clients in the evenings, and I was doing weekends at the language school. So I was working every day, and I loved it because like it pays really well. Like the dollar over here is very strong. So for that 2017 was a good year. 2018 was a good year. Now I got laid off. I got laid off from the international school in September 2018. That's when I thought, you know what? I opened my own school. I know what to do now. So I opened up my own school. Got a building and I knew how to market, but that's when I went back online again. I wanted to know how to find students to fill up my school. That's when I approached my first ever proper mentor. I paid him a grand, and I think it was like 14, whatever. I think it was like 1400, no, $400 a month for 3 months. Mm-hmm. And he taught me how to
target your students.
Yeah. And we did Facebook ads. We did organic strategies. We put an offer together. Oh, don't tell me. Oh, you're joking. Are you joking? Power cut, prediction.
You knew that I was going to happen.
Yeah. Oh, dear. I can still hear you, but my laptop's switched off.
I can still see and hear you fine.
Yeah, you can still hear me. Okay, brilliant.
Yeah.
I'll just carry on. I mean, right now my laptop's gone black, and all I've got is this light.
You predicted dark. This had happened.
I knew it was going to happen. I will carry on till I get cut off. But yeah, long story short, I lost my job, opened up my own school, and then approached a mentor online. And he said he can help me target new students for my school. And like it was called the Teaching Business Catalyst, right. The TBC. So that's when I started having success online. You know, finding right. students to fill up my.
So did your courses go online or were they?
No, they were physical classes in a classroom. Yeah, but I went online. I created a Facebook page. I paid $100 for a logo from a local guy, and I put that logo on my Facebook page and started promoting that to all the locals. We did about a $5 budget on ads a day for about a week, and we found students because we were the only language school in town at the time.
Right. That's good. So is that what you're continuously building at the moment?
Yeah. So that actually closed. Just before COVID, I mean, COVID hit, we closed down, but we went online instead. So all our classes are now online on Zoom calls.
Right. So you adapted.
We adapted. We had to adapt. So that's my success on the language school. Now, my wife is a very renowned, very skilled cook. Mm-hmm. And she actually has a restaurant. We have a family restaurant. She runs it. She cooks. She has chefs. She has staff. So we've got a family restaurant that we opened. And we opened up a school, and then when she's not cooking, because it's for breakfast and lunches, when she's done her bit in the morning, we also have a preschool. So the issue we had in 2019 when we acquired the language school is all the adults will only take lessons in the evenings and weekends. So that leaves us with a empty building all day. She goes, "Well, we might as well just fill up with children." So July 2019, we opened up the preschool. And that's when we had about 20 kids running around, in a
riot. That we
run right every morning. Somehow they'll just eat and sleep and then wake up, have a little more fun and go home at 3 o'clock. So we had a preschool, very successful preschool, the British Kindergarten Yangon. So three businesses were successful. My teaching, my English language school was successful. The preschool was successful. And the family restaurant, all still successful, except the language school is now closed. And we only run in the preschool online, Monday to Friday.
You've changed that completely to online now.
Yeah, all online. I prefer classes physically, but we have to wait till things get better.
Right, the restrictions on that. Yeah, so you sort of adapted to the environment you're in.
Yeah. Adapted. So that's it. And then that's what I did. I used online marketing to fill up my schools. But then when my schools closed during the global situation, pandemic, I then went into high ticket affiliate marketing.
Right. So this is what year did that come about for you?
So I started, I actually joined. So when I found my, so that was 2009, the start of 2019,
right.
I started high ticket affiliate marketing. As my journey began, I found a YouTube coach. And he was promoting 4%. And that's when I learned about funnels and follow-up sequences.
Right. So you found out about affiliate marketing through YouTube?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll tell you what, I was looking for traffic methods to get students. And this guy from Singapore kept coming up on my feed. So I actually messaged him and said, "You know what, if you're the real deal." And he actually responded. He actually responded on Messenger. And I thought, not many people do that. So he then... told me to check out his webpage. I opted in. Then I started getting emails and follow up. And then I subscribed to his channel and I found him very trustworthy. So I actually joined him on one of these first programs back then, and it was 4%. And
I've heard of that one.
And then I became a member of 4%. And then he launched his own product all about getting rankings on YouTube, because I thought, okay, I'll give that a go, getting good on video. And so I did his course, got good on video, and then I started using videos to promote my schools.
Right.
And
then so your I got school was always sort of your baby. That was what you were aiming
to. Yeah, that's
to
my main
promote.
Baby, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I would do videos on Facebook, give them a boost, put ads on them, and I'll get a ton of inquiries. And then the bot will then follow up, give the timetable, give the course fees. Then during recruitment week, students would be lining up, paying me money, like with my assistant and my wife. So that was a really good success. Like that was really good. Yeah. And so after the school was successful, the restaurant was successful, we thought, okay, we'll fill up the school with kids. I did the same thing. New logo, new Facebook page, started promoting the preschool. And again, it filled it up pretty quickly. Went from zero to 20 students in a very short space of time. But then it all ended. All ended in a bang in 2019, just before 19. So we had to close the school. Yeah, I didn't see it coming. So that's when I thought, all right, time to get my high ticket cap on. So I then approached a guy, a two-comma club award winner, because part of the 4% training was you've got to look at ClickFunnels. When I was in ClickFunnels, I looked at the two-comma club award winner, and I found a guy in the UK, and I actually bought a high ticket off him.
Right.
His name was Dean Holland.
Right.
And I'm sure you know him or heard of him.
Yeah.
Very well. And then Internet Profits. And I tell you what, I made my first mistake. I started outsourcing Facebook ads to an agency and lost the time. And then that's when I made my first mistake. I didn't do my research.
This agency that outsourced your ads, what did they promise?
They promised pay us a grand. Give us a budget, an agreed budget, and we'll look after your ads. And the ads were awful. The ads were bad. And the videos, scripts and all that were just bad. Even to a point where someone in Dean Holland's group said, these ads are awful. Are you paid something? I went, yep. He goes, get rid of them. So I basically got rid of them twice. Actually, one of them got my account restricted and banned. So, and then disappeared. The other guy, I just told him off and said, you know, I'm not
happy. So the person that you paid, did you not go back to them and say, hang about, mate, this is not very good quality?
Yeah, I did. I did. We rejigged it. It was still bad quality. The script was bad. The funnel, but it's just, and like we wasted so much money. I remember spending a couple of dollars on Facebook ads 1 week or 1 month, and I just had 20 leads. I thought, this is really bad. I thought 20 leads and a lot of haters. I thought, no, let's stop. Let's just stop. And then he wanted his like third installment for the, you know, because it was an agreed. I thought, well, no, we're not done anything. I'm not doing anything. And then we just had a little argument. Next thing you know, I just had to end up blocking him. It got a bit unprofessional. We got very unprofessional.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sometimes
some random guy
relationships get burnt sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a lesson you learned that way then. A lesson on your journey. We learn these lessons.
Yeah. And so after spending a few grand on agencies and ads, I thought, you know what, I'm going to go organic. Mm-hmm. So that's when I bought my second high ticket, and that was called Super Affiliate Accelerator.
Right.
And it's all about, you know, doing high ticket with organic strategies on Facebook and Messenger and learning how to close. And I thought, oh, this is what I need. So I started doing Facebook Lives. I started doing posting every day. I actually bought another low ticket offer called Easy Profile Profits by a guy called Barry, Peter Barry. Wow. And I learned how to like generate lots of likes and leads through Facebook. And I started making sales on high ticket. I made, you know, my first sale in 2 weeks, started getting regular consistency in low ticket and high ticket combo. And then I had another second mistake. I started getting a bit of shiny object. I started making money and started buying other stuff, which is distracting. So then I forgot about Dean's thing, if I'm honest.
Right.
I thought Facebook ads don't work, but they do work if you get the right people, because I know people have had success with Facebook ads. Mm-hmm. So I focused on high ticket using Facebook organic strategies, and then I got kind of like recruited by a six-figure, seven-figure owner who wanted me to be a success coach for their products. So I then became a success coach in 2020, and I started doing Zoom calls. I became a coach and I started doing one-to-ones, and I was
getting
good money for that year. And then it, like any good thing, it all came to an end.
Right.
You can only go so far on the product life cycle. So you upgrade from like, I think it was like bronze, silver, gold, platinum, diamond. And once you got to diamond, it stops, because there's no income. It's like you buy it and that's it. And so that ended, you know, very quick, you know, from September to the end of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And then last but not least, I think that's my low battery warning on my laptop, just in case I go.
Right, no worries.
But in 2020, 2020 is all been about, so this year, last year, has all been about the crypto investing, learning how to trade. So that's what I've been doing
right
till now. So I've made money in high ticket. I made well over 20, I think almost $30,000.
Right.
Was
this with high ticket, one program, not, or with a multiple amount of programs?
Multiple. It was like, I sold, I think I've done about 20 books for Dean Holland. I gave about 20 copies of Iceberg Effect.
Right.
Just a couple of copies of the Affiliate Playbook. But I made about 3 or 4 high ticket sales with the Super Affiliate Accelerator. Mm-hmm. Made a couple, 3 or 4 sales with the Exodus Elite.
Right.
You know, a few other courses here. But most of my funds came from the low ticket ones, where you do it like $100 product, you get $50. So I did like a lot of those, you know, regularly.
Yeah.
But I remember between March and September, I made 10 grand, and then I did another 10 grand in 6 months. And I was like, I always seem to make about around 10 grand every 6 months. Right. So
what did you not repeat what you were doing and carry on with what? With that?
I suppose shiny object. I suppose I get bored easily.
Did you have more success with the Super Affiliate Accelerator you invested in as well?
I had some success, but the way I see it was people were buying the product that I was in as the success coach. It was called SSM, Successful Solution Method. So that was a good product at the time. Mm-hmm. But like I said, once you get to a level where everyone's buying it, they all move on. The product moves on. People move on to something else. So,
oh no, we lost you there.
Do you actually do want to get back into high ticket again? No, now issues with electricity and connections. So,
right. So you're back now. You wait for a second.
Yeah, I'm back. Yeah. I'm just trying to make sure. So if we get cut off, I do apologize.
No worries.
So right now I'm doing right this moment, I'm promoting artificial intelligence. I'm learning how to trade. So if my bots are making me money daily, I'm learning how to trade on these live Zoom calls with the educators. Mm-hmm. And then I suppose high ticket is just in the back burner for now, because I've still got the schools in the back, the preschool that we're doing online.
Right, so you're quite a busy man then.
Still got a restaurant. But yeah, that's where I am right now. We'll don't have a grand or two. And I think the high ticket that I promoted did start at 1,500 at the time, and it's only gone up to like 2.5 to 4.5 grand, because I've now repackaged it and put the price up. So I feel you know, it could be a mindset, but I just feel like there's a big price tag on these, and some people just can't afford it. But a lot of the clients that I get are into low ticket, and they're on a budget, so that's kind of my audience, and they're into passive income, not high ticket. So I've kind of evolved from high ticket now to passive. So I've made the money in high ticket, now I'm investing the money I've got in high ticket.
Your money you've earned, basically making your money grow, which is a good idea.
Yeah.
Mm. So with the training that you got with, you say, Internet Profits and Super Affiliate Accelerator, was that useful to you?
Yeah, it was very. I think you hear it here and there on different YouTube videos, but it was just all together in the right order in one place. And I think... the great thing about Dean Holland's product was you go through those training and you get your certificate, and it's like, it just starts to click. You're like, yep, I heard that before. Right. I get it. Build your list, relationship to the list. I get it. Capture pay, collect emails. I get it now. Follow up. It just clicks. And then the same with like Super Accelerator, it's like learning how to close in Messenger, learning how to, you know,
so they've both got their advantages process, then.
You know, keeping people warm. So every course has been worthwhile, in my opinion. I think the struggle for people I can see is they want to make money now. They want to make like $1,000 tomorrow, like, or they want to make 10 grand now. It's like, no, it takes time. And so.
It does. It takes time and education.
Yeah. Hmm. I think some people they try it for a week or two, maybe a month at most, and then they quit because they've got an employee mentality. They think, oh, it's the end of the month, I should have got paid by now.
But
they
don't get paid.
You've got to keep, like we've got a family restaurant, like we've been going for 4 or 5 years. We didn't make profit in the first year.
Yeah.
And we just kind of like survived in the second year. Third, fourth years we're profitable. We're now in our fifth year. So, you know, I know that being a restaurant owner, that yeah, you've got to sacrifice your salary for, you know, you've got to focus on the team.
It does take time. Paid.
And the same like with online, it's like just because you bought a program doesn't mean the cash is going to come in tomorrow. Just because you bought an ad, you're going to get sales tomorrow. That's the misconception. People say, oh, what, put a dollar in today, tomorrow you'll have $2. Like, no.
Yeah. You've got to also learn, haven't you, how ads work.
Yeah.
So would you recommend people that are starting out online, looking to make a living online, would you recommend them going into ads straight away?
I would say only go into ads straight away if you've got the budget and the money to, and you know, the money to burn it, but yeah, be prepared to make mistakes, expensive mistakes, unless you've got a really good mentor. I mean, I had a great mentor. I mean, Dean is still my mentor, but I made the one mistake is I didn't research my ad agency guys properly. Right. Didn't ask proper questions. I'm just too nice. I said, hey, look guys, here's your fee. Yeah. Here's my credit card. Off you go. I've got to go teach now. Bye. And I was like, well, what happened here? What happened here? Why have I lost money? Why have we got banned? Why is this ad banned?
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
it's like, oh.
And then, yeah, you've got to start looking into it. You can't do, because there's so many opportunities online and so many people selling this course, that course. If you do see an advertisement or you get wrapped up in it straight away, like some people are really good salesmen. So maybe take your time to look into what you're going to invest in to make sure it's worth your while.
Yeah. Because at the end of the day, if you want to do free organic strategies, the cost will be your time. And if you've got no time because you're doing the night time, then use the money to use the ads. But again, make sure you get a good mentor. And if you are going to use ads, get a good agency or a person with a proven track record. Hopefully a recommendation from an existing seven-figure owner.
Yeah, because so many people online you can talk to maybe ask questions as well. Say, look, how do you do it? How do you do this?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you went So if you went back to the beginning of where you started with affiliate marketing, would you do anything differently?
A lot of different. I wouldn't buy solo ads.
Learn by all your lessons.
A lot of things I wouldn't do. I wouldn't go to a random person for solo ads just because he's sounding nice online. I'll get recommendations off. I now mingle with six-figure, seven-figure earners. You know, I don't mingle with random strangers. Like I always, like Dean Holland's one of them. My other coaches, you know, all my coaches and YouTube guys, and even got a TikTok coach. Like, you know, cool. So I always ask the professionals. I actually invest in professionals because I get the answers that I want, and then I get the results. You know, so right now I actually now get my wallet out and pay for professionals. Because it's still it's more expensive getting it cheaper from a stranger. If I say that now,
so in your opinion, the advantages of having professionals, like not just one professional, but it sounds like you've got a few people that you listen to. So what are the advantages of having, say, three professionals rather than one?
Okay, so for example, I've got a YouTube coach, so I can learn how to rank videos quickly or just rewatching some of his training rather than spend hours trying to search it on YouTube. So I'm saving time. And then I get results, like, because he knows what he's doing and I he's still doing what he's doing. I just model what he does. That's the way I model what YouTube does. And then when, like, for example, on Facebook, I modeled what my mentor did back then. I only paid him $100 for his course, but I got a ton of like traffic, views, and I learned how to get, you know, lots of engagement on Facebook, basically. So I think I get the results quicker and I get my answers quicker. It saves me time. And it's the same with my TikTok coach. I hired a TikTok coach for several months. I didn't have a clue about TikTok. I tried it myself. I wasted videos and time trying to figure it out. But when I did a couple of sessions, after a few, I thought, oh, light bulb moment. I get it.
This it's all about how it works. It's knowing how things work. Yeah.
You know, it's like how to, like my videos at the time were too slow and not impactful. They were like, it's very hello, welcome, Bob. It's like, that's boring. It goes, right, you want to be snappy.
Yeah, you got to think about this something you'd be interested in yourself, haven't you? Yeah, you got to be interested to watch it.
Yeah, so, you know, like Russell Brunson's, like, the hook, the story, the offer, you've got to do it in 15 seconds.
Attention span.
Yeah, you've got to be really quick. So he goes, make your videos snappier and then you use a range of hashtags that are relevant. Like I'll just use random ones. Thought, oh, that's okay. But and then again, it goes down to it's like you got to do your research. You got to find out, okay, where are these entrepreneurs hanging out? So you got to go to your laptop, do your research, find out where they're hanging out. Then do similar videos in that hashtag. So you got to know what you're doing, or else you're gonna, in a way, you want to stand out, but you don't want to blend in too much. So you want to do what they do, keep it congruent, but then put your own. Always show your face as well is another thing. Always show your face because you're branding new.
So by the sounds of it, you're not afraid to go out and give things a try and learn by them lessons.
No, I've got nothing.
So is there anything that you do fear working online?
Sorry, is there
anything, any fears, anything that you fear yourself from working online? Like a lot of people, I know obviously not yourself getting in front of the camera, but people fear of, well, haters, like I say.
Yeah. No, I think when you've been a teacher and you've been in the world of retail customer service and you get customer complaints, it's like, well, the worst they can do is shout. And the worst thing they can do online is say something horrible online. I've had haters and it does hurt sometimes because you spent hours coaching them. Then they're now backstabbing you or saying nasty things. What's it called? The one thing I did have fear about was, what would people think about me? But the biggest thing that changed it was a guy in Canada just said FC UK, basically F them. Just do the post, F it. Because I was like, oh, what will people think if I do like money shots and me making money? I made like $36 online once for the first time ever a couple years ago. I wanted to do what you call it, a proof post, about doing proof post and a money shot post. And a guy just said, F them, forget them. So I thought, F them. And then another guy I spoke to said, don't give them monkeys. So those phrases, I thought, don't give them monkeys. True. They're not paying your bills. So I just thought, don't care. Like I'm in Asia. Nobody knows me really. I'm just an English teacher. All my friends in UK, I don't care. I'm just doing this because I need to survive. This is fun.
Exactly. You're like you say, you're putting things out there, testing it, and you're getting engagement through what you're doing.
And it's like, at the end of the day, what's the worst that's happened? Someone go, oh, that's rubbish. But there's tons of content. I just tell people also, if you don't, if you're not interested, just keep scrolling. I just tell them.
Yeah, sometimes it's, a lot of times you think about it, I think about this the other day. If someone's seen about your content and they've gone to for the effort of saying you're an idiot, it's reacted in their brain some way. They've felt the need to say, well, you're an idiot. Well, a lot of the time people are calling you an idiot because they're an idiot.
Yeah, and it's a reflection. Don't
think of that, but if you went out now to look to comment on someone's video to say this is rubbish, it's maybe not rubbish because you've watched it all the way through and you're just thinking, I wish I could do that.
Yeah,
in reality,
jelly. When I first made when I hit my first 10 grand or even my first $1,000 day, haters were everywhere. Oh, you're scamming people. Oh, that's a load of rubbish what you're selling. Oh, it doesn't really work. It's like, oh. What do you know? And it's like these guys are just frustrated, they're angry, and they just want me to say to them, look, do you want me to help you? And I go, yeah, actually, can you help me? And that's all they want. That's all
really, just a little bit of advice, yeah.
Yeah. So what do you want to help with? Oh, I'm frustrated because I spent $100 on this program, $100 on that, I spent a grand on this, and my mentors disappeared. I was like,
I think this is common and it happens all the time. Like a lot of people invest a lot of money and you can hemorrhage money a lot online. Sort of thing. Yeah. If you go away thinking, well, over the weekend, I'm going to go away, I come back, earn some money. You come back and you've lost a couple of grand easily.
Yeah.
It can happen.
My biggest tip would be if anyone wants to make money online, reach out to the person that you want to buy it. Just reach out to the people and say, hey, I saw you on YouTube. I saw you on Facebook. I want to ask you a couple of questions. If they're a genuine human being, they will reply or they'll have a support system. Reach out to and just ask questions is what I'm trying to say. And then if you're satisfied, then part with your money, but have also like an agreement or system in place where you got a thing you can log into, a support group,
but maybe look at the history of them as well. Say how long you've been around, because if they've been around for a couple of weeks, then they've probably had five or six businesses, but they've been around for a couple of weeks. If they've been around for maybe a couple of years, then definitely.
So, I've done it before. I bought a product. It's gone within weeks. I'm not going to mention names. I don't want to give them the privilege of after. But, there have been companies that were
not to bad mouth anyone. That's the thing.
Yeah.
They're giving it a go. Yeah,
Yeah, they were Mickey Mouse company. They're here today, gone tomorrow. That happened a couple of times. You know, people promising, you know, oh, give us some Bitcoin, we'll give you an X percentage.
Oh, to talk about crypto, those ones, people doing that, crazy.
Yeah,
because it's rife. Because the opportunities on Bitcoin, you can buy Bitcoin, and then a few months later, it can go up to $10,000. But it doesn't work like that all the time. And then when it doesn't, it happens less the more than it does. You've got to buy at the right time. You've got to sell at the right time. Stuff like that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So with people that want to move online, and like, oh, I don't know, like probably like yourself, you've heard from people, they say, well, what's a magic pill? How do I do it? How do I have success online? What would be your reply to that?
Okay. So, you've got to learn how to market yourself, basically. You've got to get out of your comfort zone. You've got to learn how to sell. Make sell, like Robert Kiyosaki talks about, all entrepreneurs, right, they need selling skills. Okay, can you hear me?
Yep, go for it.
Yep. Okay, cool. You need selling skill. You need to learn how to close, because at the end of the day, you're selling a service or a product to customers or potential customers, and you need to learn how to close. If you don't know how to close, you've got to find someone who can. Like my first sale came from a guy that booked a call to the sales team, but I had to do the initial like signpost, as we call it. Like, you know, look, if you're interested, you know, book yourself a call, speak to one of the agents, blah, 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 blah. Got my high first hire that way. But then I started doing it myself using three-way calls. But yeah, you got to learn how to sell. It would be my biggest, if you're not a people person.
How to provide value, basically, I think, isn't it?
Yeah. So I was very lucky when I was a youngster, like I had to bring people double glazing.
Yeah.
So you got to also handle rejection. Handling rejection. It's like you got to learn to like have a thick skin, because you're going to make 99 calls. About 90% are going to put the phone down and hang up.
It's a numbers game.
But yeah, 1 to 5% are going to close. Like those were the statistics. Like 97% on a bad day. Or no. 97% are going to say no, get lost, get stuff, stop bugging me, we'll report you, you're bugging me. But 3% of those hundreds, 3 of those are going to go, actually, I do need Windows because the draft is coming in. Or actually, I've been thinking about that. Oh, that's a good offer. Tell me more. Then you book them to a, it's like, you know, your whole point of the call was to get them to book an appointment, and then the guys will go out and close them. Like,
right.
So I've done, learning how to sell, dealing with rejection. And again, going back to Mark, you've got to learn how to brand yourself, not the company. That's a big learning thing I've learned. Brand you, not the company. So if you're in Avon, don't say you're an Avon lady or Avon, but you'll say, no, I'm the guy that brings you your weekly, you know.
Yeah, this is me.
You know, products. Yeah, this is me. Or if you're an electrician, you can say, like, you know, Ben the electrician, the guy that sorts my lights out, or my, you know.
Yeah.
Or
well, plumbing, that's the thing. When I had an electrician company, I was always in people's phones as Ben Spark or Ben Electrician, never Ben Porter. Like, so yeah, that's all. Or never, I think I called myself exactly. BRP Electrical. So they never called myself by my company name.
Yeah.
They called myself Ben the Spark or Ben Electrician. So they knew me as that.
Yeah. Yeah. So you are the DNA of the company. You are the brand. That's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's the same here. It's like here, like you in school, you call teachers Mr. or Mrs. They call me here Teacher Melvin. That's my nickname here. Teacher Melvin. Teacher Melvin. Because I teach kids and adults. Teacher Melvin. That's what it, or teacher. It's like that's my catchphrase. So I developed teachermelvin.com as my one of my language schools. But it's not active right now because teachermelvin.com. It is being developed, but I did have it again. A funny story. I did actually pay someone to sort it out years ago, and they did a funny template. Then I deleted it. Hired a website developer who then never finished it, and he kept wanting more money every quarter. I paid you $2,000 so far, and you've done this, you've done that, but where's the website? He's like, oh, we need another $250. I was like, no more. Enough's enough.
Yeah, it doesn't work. You've got to work on a price a lot of the time, didn't you?
Lesson there, I didn't have a contract in place of things, so I just had to pull the plug and say, look, so I'm looking. So if you are a website developer, let me know. Let's talk.
Let's looking to get your Teacher Melvin. Is that your brand name now for your marketing business?
Teachermelvin.com is my teaching website. And I've got a domain name, melvinsanmiguel.com. Again, it's under construction. I'm supposed to have like a what you call a hub, you know, right, about me page.
Yeah, we're very on there, so people can find out about you, where you where you've been and where you come from.
It's started to be developed, but it's not finished. I need a developer. Yeah. Right. Yeah, it looked really awesome. The thing that put the spanner in the works was, at the time I was promoting another high ticket, and those guys, we had a fallout because I realized that product was actually a carbon copy of the Super Affiliate Accelerator. Right. So I called them out on it, and then they ended up blocking me. They ended up blocking me, going, "Oh, we don't want you."
I've heard some rumors.
So I got kicked out of the group. I just called them out and said, "Yeah, I said you've just copied that. You just copied another high ticket."
I like you, Mel. You don't seem to like beat around the bush.
Same structure. Now, I think I've been nice all my life, and when you become a teacher, you've got to discipline people naturally. You just say, you pull them out and say, stop talking, sit down. And like people online say, hold a minute, you're telling lies, stop lying, stop messing about, you know, I paid you this. And it's like, I call them out and they don't like it. And then they're so quick to hit the block button or run away.
Online, you can, it's probably
that
better option.
Yeah.
So, disregard all your work life and online careers and things like that. Or do you have any hobbies yourself?
Hobbies? Well, I used to be a very enthusiastic basketball player when I was a teenager. Michael Jordan was my hero.
Yeah.
So, my hobbies. So my hobbies right now would be just going to the beach when I can, relaxing, going out, having good food. You know, being a restaurant owner, I do love my food.
Oh, I love my food. I bet out there is beautiful as well.
Yeah, so you know, you got your Thai food, you got all fresh lobster, you know, a dollar, can't complain.
Beautiful.
You know, big giant prawns,
calamari.
You
know, if you ever come over here,
you can eat really well for $5. Put it that way, really well.
Well, I was in Japan once, and I used to eat beautifully every day.
Yeah, can you imagine that? Yeah, every day. So I'm very blessed to be in a country where the food and the beer so cheap.
And the beer.
Taxis traveling and a bit like I'm not talking, you know, a can of 330 mil. I'm talking a 500 mil bottle of beer is a dollar, like a big, huge, proper can. And
I could get drunk over there. Is it a
Dashi? There's loads of Dashi,
Dashi. I remember Leo, you think that in Japan,
local beer. But Heineken is here and Carlsberg are here, so you know, they put a foot in the market. Yeah, they're like the two big brands over here. But you got all different types. You've got local beers, but I do like a good Heineken or a Carlsberg over here. But the Oxfordshire me when I was here, I did like ales. I did like, you know, IPA and these other, you know, they've got more flavour, more substance. But that's just me. But having a beer over here, very cheap.
That's your hobby, is relaxing and that then as well. Sitting on the beach with a beer.
Yeah, and then an ideal day would be I wake up, have a lovely breakfast, chill by the beach, get a massage, check my emails or do a few trades, made money online, might be like, I made this much today. Go, you know, have a good dinner and chill. And I maybe have a drink, you know, have a chit chat with people online. That's an ideal day. My day, you know, every day's not the same if I'm honest.
Different.
Like, although
I'm
a lot. You know, you can go to a different bar, different restaurant. There are a few bars open right now, but we have a curfew in place, so we're not allowed out after 10 o'clock. So makes sense because of the restrictions. But
So going back to your online business then, but with your affiliate marketing business and your online career on that way, where do you want to go with it within the next sort of couple of years?
Okay, so I think in the next couple of years, I want to have my own high ticket affiliate product.
Right.
And I want to be able to have an academy online where I'm now doing Zoom calls that people are paying for on a monthly basis.
Right, it's like a membership
learning
site.
All the tricks and trades. Because I've got TikTok knowledge, I've got YouTube knowledge, I've got Facebook knowledge. Like a membership site where a bit like what Dean does, like every week, you know, just have an educator come in and just keep the membership going. Mm-hmm. And they've bought a high ticket from you, which explains all the different modules. So yes, you know, just model what these two Comma Club Award winners are doing. I'd like to have one main.
Well, by the sounds of it, basically, all these courses you
did at one point want to go into like because I'm doing it every day for my everyday marketing, and I find it fun. So when you do what you love, it's not really work. So for me to you know, talk to you like this, it's not really work. If I do a live, it's not really work. If I'm
enjoy
it's just who I am. So yeah, just learn, just sharing what I've learned. Yeah, I spent thousands of, I mean, I'm not disclosing how much, but a lot of money on these coaches and courses. Like, you know, Dean Holland's price tag is I think gone up a bit, but you know, I like to have a high ticket where people would get the models that they want, whether it's like TikTok.
Yeah, Facebook, so the people you speak to, you Facebook can give ads, them whatever.
Yeah, and then we'll do like a weekly class on that topic, and it's just ongoing. That's another thing. When you buy a high ticket, that what I do love is live coaching every week. Mm-hmm. That's what Ding does. That's what SAA do. This is what the traders and educators do. That's what I think what the future is. Just live coaching ongoing. You can pay monthly, definitely, or you pay
like, accountability
like something for the year. I think I'd like to do my own thing. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's what I'd like to do. But right now, I just want to get good at trading. Behind the scenes, I am doing lots of training, like one-to-one behind the scenes and lots of, you know, back and forth messages. But ultimately, yeah, I want to open up a, you know, my own little academy, basically.
Is your ambition to break your chains from your 9-to-5, in a way?
Yeah, I mean, I have already broke the 9-to-5 because I was fired from my... I was kind of forced to survive. So I started doing, like I said, my own private client. So I now only work 4 hours, well, 3 hours a week. Right. I teach on a Monday, teach on a Tuesday. And the rest of the time I'm on Zoom calls, learning with the educators, but then following up with my team.
Cool.
I do have quite a large team. It's quite amazing.
This is good. Yeah, good circles of being.
Wanted one person in my first year of,
So with people that
sorry, are just broke there. What's that?
Sorry.
Yep.
I said with people watching this or maybe listen to this and maybe want to ask you any questions or learn from your experiences what you've been, because it sounds like you had quite a few experiences and maybe they've got some good questions for you. How would be the best way for them to find you?
Okay. Well, I'm always on Facebook, so find me on Facebook. I'll give you my. I mean. Just go to facebook.com/. I think it's Melvin1UK.
I've got it up here, Melvin1UK. But I'll put the description of the link in the show notes so they can contact you easily.
Yeah, from Facebook. And then you can follow me on TikTok. But anyway, on Facebook, there's a link tree link.
Gotcha, yeah.
In my bio. So click that. That should bring up my YouTube and my TikTok. Find out
plenty about you.
Yeah, so you can follow me on those social media platforms. I am on YouTube. Yeah, I am on YouTube and Facebook. Those are my top two platforms.
Cool. Well, it's exciting to sound where you're going to go. It sounds like you've come from teaching in school to moving up to basically changing your schoolwork to online. And then obviously having your restaurant. You've got quite exciting experiences, quite a wide array of them as well.
Yeah, I think learning never stops. As a teacher, learning never stops. And you got to adapt, you got to pivot. I mean, looking back, you know, all the events that have happened over the recent weeks and months, there have been blessings, really. It's like, I've got to learn how to adapt. Like, if I like having a certain lifestyle of going out, drinking, eating, I've got to make a high ticket sell this week, this month, right? Or if I want to start increasing my residual income, I've got to recruit and find and build my team. How do I do that? I've got to work on my computer skills, my video skills, my YouTube ranking. It all comes together. I mean, it wasn't overnight. I see that now. It wasn't overnight.
Yeah, things do take time. Well, yeah, I look forward to looking at where you're going to progress in the future.
Yes. Oh, brilliant. Yeah. Thank you for your time. Thank you for having me.
No worries. Thank you very much for coming on.
Yeah. And...